views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those phone callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to the first show of March 2019. And to begin our March programs, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, want to speak about the theme this month, all about manifestation. And they've entitled this program to be the recipe for the fulfillment of your dreams. Now, the Posse of Angels shared with me that they are taking what they called an overview of where much of the conscious collective now find themselves. Okay, so they shared with me that there are certain points in our lives at which we're given periodic reviews, which they look at our progress as being enlightened or unenlightened human beings. And rather than writing a mere grade at the top of our review with a comment like, you could do better, or you're not trying hard enough, they always choose to put their emphasis on how far we've come and how each of us is truly doing the best that we possibly can. And they're saying they didn't get to be angels by sharing their heavenly light on people's faults, but rather on how much we are trying. They're saying that their recent review has revealed some, and they said, monumental advances that were not present even 1 year ago at their last review. Now, the Posse of Angels is applauding us, and they're saying that we as a collective have finally shown how important the fulfillment of our dreams really is and what we will do to achieve them. Because as they've stated many times before, it's no good us pleading and begging and screaming at the angels to fulfill our dreams if we do not make movement, if we don't take inspired action towards that which we desire. Now, the Posse of Angels have often shown me a vision of a still pond of water. And it's not until we throw a pebble into that pond that it creates those ripples of movement going out in the direction that we wish to go. It is this self-made movement that then brings back to us similar opportunities and connections to further our path in our desired direction. This is because it is we who have the free will, and we must make the decision on what we desire and take that first step. You know, no matter how heavenly the angels are, they simply cannot decide what that first step will be for us, nor can they take that first step for us. Now, a great example of making movement towards fulfilling a dream came through a client of mine who was suffering severe depression. Suzanne, this was not her real name, but let's call her Suzanne. She told me about her childhood growing up on a farm in Australia. With her great love for horses and looking after them on her family's farm, she dreamed. From the moment she can remember, she dreamed of becoming a vet. She told me that she and her twin brother were very competitive in school and both received very high marks throughout their schooling. But when it came time for both of them to go to university, her parents paid for her brother, yet they told Suzanne, just go out and get a job, because eventually all you're going to do is go off and get married and have children. Now, not being able to fulfill her dream of becoming a veterinarian, after she completed high school, she went from job to unsatisfying job, and along the way, she had a number of unsuccessful relationships. You know, when I asked her if she was doing anything in her spare time to help animals, she just said no. Well, the posse of angels then told her that just because she had never become a veterinarian, it certainly didn't mean that she must deny her joy of being around animals. It was then that I suggested, why don't you go down to your local SPCA and volunteer? You know, it was several weeks ago, it was several weeks later that Suzanne phoned me and she told me about the miracle that had happened. She said she decided to listen to my advice. She went down to the SPCA, and when she arrived, she walked into the reception area and she wanted to speak with the receptionist who was on the phone. So while she was waiting, she looked around the waiting room and her eye settled and came to the notice board. There on the notice board was a bright fluorescent green notice and it read, "Position at local farm for a seasoned horse handler. Room and board included with wage, call this number." As Suzanne read the note, she received shivers and goosebumps all over. So she decided to call the number and set up an interview with the owners of this property. When she stepped into their home to be interviewed, she instantly recognized the couple who had previously owned an adjacent property to Suzanne's family farm when she was a young girl. When the couple saw that it was Suzanne, they had already seen her proficiency and her expertise in handling horses, and they offered her the job. Now, in Suzanne's case, once she had dropped her restricted attachment to only being able to help animals by being a vet, she took inspired action. She made movement towards that which she loved, which was animals. And then this allowed God and the angels to arrange an answer to the fulfillment of her dreams. All she needed to do, all Suzanne needed to do, was to put her focus on what she loved doing and to show the universe that she was committed to making her dream of helping animals a reality. So often I have said on this program that we need to release the how and the when of our lives happening, because this is not our providence. We can push and force, but a lot of times we will get a result, but it won't be as miraculous as if we let ourselves co-create how the how and when of our lives happen with God and the angels. Now, the posse of angels is saying that this is the first ingredient for the recipe to fulfill a desire or a dream. It's the step of commitment and love towards what we love doing. The more you're committed to the time, the effort, the focus, and the investment of energy towards the fulfillment of your desires, then like a well-tended, a well-looked-after garden, which easily yields plentiful fruits and vegetables and flowers, your efforts towards the fulfillment of what you love doing must yield equal amounts of results for you. Investment in, investment comes back to you. It's our passionate investment in our dreams that yields synchronistic and miraculous dividends. Okay, now that they've spoken about a commitment towards fulfilling a dream, my angelic family, the posse of angels, wishes to talk about what you'd give up for your dream to come true. Okay. Now they're hearing crickets. Some of you might be thinking, well, nobody said I'd have to give up something in order to achieve my dreams. But if we do not let go or give up, let's say, dishonoring relationships, if we don't leave jobs where we're not respected and we're not valued, then we've not created space for something more honoring and respectful to manifest for us. We don't show the universe that we value ourselves. They want to remind us that if our hands are already full, hanging on to that which may have become outdated, doesn't benefit us any longer, and it no longer serves us, then God and the angels do not have room to place something new in our hands. For instance, we may have to give up where we live and relocate in order to take advantage of a new job opportunity that we've always dreamed of. So once we've demonstrated these two very important ingredients, commitment and movement towards that which we love, and surrendering and giving up something which no longer serves us, if we don't have this next coming third ingredient, the recipe for the fulfillment of a dream will absolutely never happen. One could completely stop themselves from ever realizing their desires by not allowing themselves to fully accept the rewards. I know that sounds crazy, but just because you've arrived at the threshold of the gates of your desires, it doesn't mean that you'll allow yourself to walk through those gates and accept what you've worked so hard for. You know, many people, they hesitate. They really do hesitate about stepping any further because they worry, how are they ever going to cope with the more rewarding possibilities that will come with, let's say, a fulfilled dream? You know, perhaps your dream, your fulfilled dream, will mean being thrust out into the public eye, you know, when you've lived a relatively private, quiet life. Maybe you'll hesitate to step forward because it will mean that you'll be seen as an authority in your field and you'll be called upon and you'll be given greater responsibility. You know, if you are standing before those gates of your desires and you're hesitating about whether to step forward or not, it just might mean that maybe your intentions for the achievement of this dream, maybe you weren't 100% clear And a lot of people go after something just for the money. They go after something because of the fame, of the ego. Maybe it was great to pursue it, but the goal of achieving that dream might really scare the heck out of you. Maybe you're hesitating because you've built up the expectation of the fulfillment of your desire so much that you might be feeling let down, as it's not all that you thought it would be. Now, for instance, the Posse of Angels is saying that if one has not already experienced loving themselves, happiness, peace, gratitude, and appreciation for their life exactly as it was before the realization of any dreams, then it is highly unlikely that by walking through those gates of fulfillment, that one would be a changed person. There will still be issues to be brought back into harmony and balance, even with the fulfillment of a dream. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to take time to truly go over the ingredients for the recipe to fulfill our desires. And if our intentions in our hearts are all for the most beneficial of reasons, we'll have no difficulty then stepping forward when the magical opportunities manifest and they present themselves. And you know, everyone, there are some pretty big planetary influences that are swirling around us to encourage this fulfillment of our dreams. For the planet Uranus is back in the sign of Taurus after not being there for a very, very long time. And it's in the sign of Taurus for the next 7 years. And you know, when a slow, very slow moving planet like Uranus changes signs, we know that we're in for change. Uranus transits are like a bolt of lightning. They come out unexpectedly to illuminate something that has been hidden for us. And it often brings us freedom, enlightenment, and liberation. You know, everyone, when our sense of freedom is awakened, change usually follows. That's why, take, for example, a midlife crisis. Midlife crises have been associated with the planet Uranus. And all a midlife crisis is, basically, it means that our sense of freedom is awakened. We no longer want to live by anyone else's or society's rules. We want to live by our rules and unleash our full creative potential. In addition to this Uranus transiting into Taurus, in addition, tomorrow, March 6th, we have a new moon. Now, every new moon brings with it new beginnings, but this particular new moon, even more so, because it's linked to that Uranus move into Taurus. This particular new beginning will bring a fundamental change in our life because it opens completely new possibilities for us. And I've heard from many people that they feel like butterflies in their stomach. They feel like a giddiness. For many of us, this will present uncharted territory for no less than the growth of our soul. One could say that what's coming for us is our soul's mission. And the Posse of Angels are asking us, will you step forward and dive in when whatever that is presented to you? You know, this new moon is in Pisces, which a lot of people don't know is actually the last sign of the zodiac. That's why so many astrology readings, when they go through the zodiac signs, they start with Aries, not in January, not with the Aquarius, let's say, at the beginning of the year. But they start with Aries, and with Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac, it wraps up the year. It's where we heal. It's where we close out and integrate all that we have learned. Now, to help us dive in, when this change is presented to us, this Pisces new moon is actually sending waves and waves to us of receiving energy, because it really doesn't matter what is going to be presented to us unless we're open to receive, to take advantage of it. Whatever we've been working on, whatever we've been creating, whatever we put our focus on, imagining, visualizing, and dreaming about, will now have the possibility to flow with very little effort. This Pisces new moon is giving us the opportunity to clear away the blocks and become the beacon for receiving. So if you want to imagine yourself this month as a lighthouse with this huge light and this beacon that you're putting out, that you're open to receive. Okay, in order to step into this vibration, you must surrender. You must allow things to flow as they need to. You must trust the universe and know that when the new moon magic passes us, you'll be right where you're meant to be. Okay, if you were meant to be somewhere else, you'd be there. So do not force, do not push things in order to make something happen. And you know, everyone, if this, all of this planetary influence and the new moon, if this wasn't enough, there is one more massive influence that is helping all of us to make sure that we've dealt with anything in our wheelhouse that still needs to be healed and cleansed so that we can fully clear once things, and so we can act upon once this new change comes in for us. Here we go. And I know that many people don't want to hear this, but ready or not, here we go with another Mercury retrograde, which is beginning today. We've been in its shadow for the past 2 weeks. So if you've had a little bit of trouble, you know, and a bit of confusion, that's the shadow phase, but it stations today, March 5th until March 29th. Being the planet of communication, there is a higher than normal probability of miscommunication occurring. Now, this miscommunication could affect correspondence, with letters getting lost, emails and texts just getting lost in cyberspace, and the failing of good old reliable technology increases during this time. In addition, whether you're hitchhiking or whether you're driving or whether you're busing it or going on an aeroplane, travel plans will often go off the rails or they'll go south, especially if you're heading north. You know, everyone, just last year, my resident return visa to go home back to Australia was held up during a Mercury retrograde. And while it's quite usual for a Mercury retrograde to stop us from moving forward, this one looks to be a little bit harder to deal with because it's in that sign of Pisces, which can cause us a little bit of a foggy, a little bit of a dreamlike state of confusion. So this provides us a great time to think and reflect about moving forward instead of acting and reacting. A Mercury retrograde provides a wonderful time to reevaluate and review where we find ourselves along the journey so that we can refine our course. You know, I did a program once about the blessings of Mercury retrograde. And one of the things which I absolutely adore about a Mercury retrograde is old friends from the past suddenly popping up again. I love that aspect. And I've already got several lunches planned. Yet this retrograde may be a bit harder to navigate because with friends who we're excited to see, it may also expose people from our past who we may not be excited to see and who do not have our best interests at heart. Now, it's wonderful that it does bring people back from our past. And if we still have things out of alignment to do with unconditional love for them and forgiveness, then it's another opportunity for us to review the relationship. So being in Pisces, this retrograde will be a highly sensitive time and full of emotion. So if those people do come back, remember to deal with whatever comes along by being gentle and kind and compassionate with yourself, and as much as you can be, kind, gentle, and compassionate with others. You know, I'll give you a little bit of a suggestion. What helps me enormously when anybody pops up out of my past or anybody comes in front of me, it doesn't matter what they've done, it doesn't matter what they've said, and it doesn't matter who they are. Because on some level, I remind myself that I wrote them into the contract of my life exactly as they are, and I wrote their characteristics, even if they are contrasting. And I did this in order to push my buttons and create some contrast in order for me to grow. So there's no more blaming, and I love that person for exactly who they are. This retrograde will officially be finished. It will be done and dusted on March 29th. But like I always say, it does take 2 weeks for that big planet to get out of its big shadow and move forward. But we should notice some forward-moving energy somewhere towards the end of March and certainly into the month of April. Now, if you're looking for things to do during a Mercury retrograde, one of the most amazing things to do is to plan a detox, because things normally do slow down. So people plan a detox. They plan spring cleaning, clean out your desk drawers, clean out your closets, organize a garage sale, donate things to Goodwill. So when their life starts moving forward again, we have made and created the space that we need for then the new to come in. So above all, have fun with these planetary energies this month. As I said, being forewarned is being forearmed in knowing how to deal with these energies and just going with the flow. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. We will see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Could not put it down, and I finished it in less than a day. As I've gotten older and hopefully wiser, I find myself tuning into more and more my spiritual self. And in doing so, I find that I'm meeting more and more gifted, spiritually minded people who are helping me understand my life's journey, and your book has become a big part of that learning. I Am an Angelic Walk and helped me to better to understand what I have long believed, that we are on earth to learn our life's lessons and that we come back many times. I found your book sad and joyful, uplifting, informative, and inspirational. And with the turning of every page, I felt a greater understanding and appreciation for my own angels and spirit guides. There is so much of candy in all of us, and all the messages in your book were, for me, profound. Thank you. And that comes from Nadia in Sydney, Australia. You can purchase a copy of I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which, by the way, is the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. You can purchase all of my books on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. You can also purchase them on Amazon, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In is also available as an audiobook on audible.com. Let's go to those callers. First up, we have Trish in California. Trish, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, I'm well.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. It's exciting to be on the phone with you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. What's happening in your world, Trish?
Well, I'm doing energy healing now and unveiling the powers that are within me. And I read both of your books and I related to them. It was just all around the same time that I was introduced to everything. And I just feel this major transformation in my life right now.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I can feel your enthusiasm. And while I'm shuffling the cards, they're highlighting different areas of your lives, of your life in which you're you're honoring and you're respecting yourself, you know, in the area of relationships, especially the relationship you now have with yourself. And they're saying that you've drawn a line in the sand. They're showing me literally drawing a line in the sand and saying,
I have used those words.
What's that?
I said, I have literally used those words to describe it.
enough is enough. It's like they're showing me like you're a superhero and like you're Wonder Woman and you're wearing your super outfit now and you're showing your true authentic self, which you've hidden for so long. And they said you did a really good job enabling and saving and helping others, but now is the time to be as authentic as you possibly can, and that you will not go back over that line again. And they're saying that they're very proud of you. So they're very, very proud of you. Isn't that lovely? So did you have a question?
Lovely.
Did you have a question, Trish?
Well, I'm battling in my relationship on whether I should stay and try to work it out or go, or you know what to do.
Okay.
I still have one child.
Mm-hmm.
At home.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Stay. Okay. The posse of angels will never tell anybody whether to stay or go, because they can't make that decision for you, but they can ask. They often do ask very pointed questions, and saying, are you having fun in this relationship? Are you being honored? Are you respected? First of all, are you physically safe? If you're not physically safe in a relationship and you fear for your physicality, if somebody is going to beat you or cause harm to you in any way, then that would be the only exception where we would say to make yourself safe and to leave. Even in the case of my of the former soul who was in the body, in my situation, the mental and emotional abuse was horrific. And so you have to decide for yourself, is this fun anymore? It may have been you came together as soulmates to help to each other, try to work things out. But as your vibrational frequency has increased, what happens is you're on the same level. And then when one person grows, the energies between the two of you and the vibrational frequency becomes so different and so disparate that that you just grow apart. You have to decide for yourself. And they're saying that it's not an easy choice. But also if there are children involved, you want to think to yourself, I'll try to stay together. But the children are like sponges and they pick up our frequency of sadness, of not being honored, of compromising and settling for less than we so richly deserve. So you have to take all those
things. Thank you.
Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Trish. Since you love the book so much, I'd love you to post a review on Amazon.
I'm going to. I got the link from you yesterday. I'm Facebook friends with you now. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's right. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Trish. First card that's coming out for you is the Justice card. The Justice card is all about truth. It's about living your truth. It's about, she's got that sword there and she knows she's found her voice and she will not go back. She will not go back. This is a card of contracts as well. So this could be pointing to, in the future, possible signing divorce papers or something. But for right now, this feels like the more you keep honoring and valuing your worth, am I being valued in this relationship? If you're not, then life will not value you. Follow your truth. Follow your truth, Trish. The next card for you is the Choice card. And this is a very pointed reading. So we have the truth first, and then this is the making of the Choice card. Know that whatever choice that you make, if you make it with your heart, if you make it by being true to you, then there's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's only what speaks to your heart. And then the next card that would come out for you is the Knight of Pentacles. The first thing that I felt in my heart when this card turned over was this is a relationship that is waiting for you. The Knight of Pentacles is the Knight of Pentacles in the tarot deck is the most reliable, the hardworking, the responsible, the trustworthy, the loyal. He's the plotter. You can depend on him. And they're saying, if all this is in the relationship you're in now, then stay there. But if not, then this is what is coming for you if you're willing to be truthful to yourself. So I hope that has all been helpful for you, Trish.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. Take care and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. And that goes for each and every one of us. If we are authentic, if we truly value ourselves, if we are worthy to who we are, our self-worth, respectful, honoring, then we will draw honorable people and situations to ourselves. Let's go to our next caller. We have Sue in California as well. Sue, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. Thank you. I'm sitting here trying to figure out the question that I want to ask, and I'm bouncing all over the place. I have so many things going on, but I'm in this sort of, I did this big move, separated from the person I was living with, which was very difficult, and I'm still very sad about it, to go on to new and better things, and I'm sort of in this holding pattern and wondering if this was the right move, and I'm not good at waiting. I'm very impatient. I want things to happen now. And I'm just trying to figure out if I made the right decision, if this is just which way to go, because I'm literally like starting a whole new life over.
Okay. All right. Well, again,
not really a question, but
the Posse of Angels, what I'm feeling with them is that they are applauding you because you followed your heart. And every time we follow our hearts, we, on the other side of that is rewards. You know, a lot of the time, following our hearts doesn't follow logic or rationale. We feel inspired to make movement. And when we do, on the other side of that is rewards. The relationship that you're feeling sad about, there is something that you can do to help your heart with that, is to acknowledge that you wrote that person into your contract, mm-hmm. or that person wouldn't be there. So there's no blame. There's no being a victim. Thank them, not personally, human being to human being, yeah. but in your meditations and your reflective time, thank them for being there and presenting you with the contrast so that you can really understand the lesson. They helped you learn your lessons in tolerance, patience, forgiveness, and acceptance. Very difficult lessons to learn as a human. And that's why we often write people of contrast into our contracts. You can bless that person where he is on his journey, which is perfection for him. And then you can feel that release, because there's no longer blame or fault finding or being a victim. In those times of acknowledging that person in your time of meditation or reflection, send him pink, bubblegum pink waves of unconditional love. Mm-hmm. You wish him well. I wish you well. Doesn't take any money. Doesn't take anything extra on our part to wish someone love and unconditional, longing mm-hmm. in our hearts mm-hmm. for somebody else to be well, and green healing light. That will help mm-hmm. the sadness in your heart. Now let's talk about this new person who's coming in. They want you to know that they've heard your prayers. And one of the things that has stopped this new person from coming in is this attachment to the old person. The new person is there in the etheric. They're waiting for you. But the manifestation of that physical person has not come in as yet because of that old attachment. So this is the perfect mm-hmm. time, as I read in the first part of the radio program, is that we're this Pisces new moon is helping us to heal, to close out, so we can integrate the lessons that we learned. So once we do that, then we can turn our attention and our energies to that new person that's coming in. And instead of waiting, you said you're not good at waiting. You don't have to wait for him anymore because the more that you put your emphasis on waiting, he'll never come in physically.
Yeah. Mm.
So in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, I speak about what I did to bring in my beloved husband, Pete. I wrote a decree. I wrote a decree to God in March of 2003. And in that decree, I said, you know, thank you for my beloved twin flame. I knew that he was my divine complement. And I said, we travel the world together. We work together. We're the best of friends. Nothing is more important than the relationship. There's no game playing. We allow each other to be who we are. And I said, he's loyal and trustworthy and kind and, treats me like a princess, whatever I wrote. And then from then on, I said, thank you, because he's mine already. I don't have to wait for him anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when I went to the store, I would say, I didn't know his name was Pete, but I'd say, come on, let's go to the store together. What do we like shopping for? What do we like? Let's go to the movies. What do we? And I included him, and I pulled the covers over him at night. Sue, that's what I did.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my God.
And
I
kissed him on the head, and I said, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And 6 months later, actually 6 weeks later, he was around me. He was so around me that it wasn't as if he wasn't even there. And 6 months later, at a Come As Your Favorite rock star party, he went as Elvis. I went to Stevie Nicks. And 5 days later, he asked to marry me. He wanted to ask me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait for five. We were married on the beach, Noosa Heads in Queensland, 2 months to that day. And it's a remarkable story. But I never, ever thought that I would that I was waiting. I affirm to the universe, right, this is mine already. So that's what you can do. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. So if you're not patient, that's what you can do to bring in this wonderful, mm-hmm, beautiful new relationship of yours, which is there in the etheric. It's there for you already.
Yeah.
You just need to keep affirming it. Okay, let's pull some cards for the lovely Sue, who is no longer waiting. Okay, 1, 2, 3. The first card is coming up for you is the Three of Swords. Now, this is the heartbreak card. Okay, so this just affirms to us that you need to bring into alignment this, the feelings that you have of sadness for this other relationship. Because once that's brought into alignment, then that will open the doors for a new relationship to come in. The next card for you, and the more that you do, the pink bubblegum and the green healing light and the affirmation of he's mine already, then you're moving to calmer waters. Those turbulent waters, mm-hmm, in your heart then smooth down, and they create those pathways for that new person to come in. And then you get the sunshine, lollipop, and roses card. This is the kissy face card, which is the Ten of Cups. Which that's what I call it. It's the highest emotional fulfillment. And your reading, it reads like a storybook. Once upon a time, there was little Sue. And little Sue was very sad about her old relationship. And it was taking and draining all of her energies. But then when she did the things that the Posse of Angels and Claire Candy Hoff suggested, then she's moving to smoother waters, and then she gets to have kissy face. that's the story. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh my God, very helpful. I was actually talking about waiting for about work, but this is actually probably I needed to hear this as well.
So. And you know what? And you know what? You can take those things, and you can plug it into work as well.
Okay.
Okay, the same thing. Okay. So have an absolutely beautiful day. God bless you. Take care.
Wonderful.
Soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Lynn in California. We have a complete California slate. Lynn, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
I'm good. It's been such a long time since I've talked with you.
It has been. Lovely to hear your voice.
As yours as well. I have an upcoming surgery. surgery in 2 weeks, actually 2 weeks from today. And it's something I didn't think I would ever do. It's on my spine, but I have become so incapacitated and in so much pain. And it's a very specific thing that will be done. And it's also, when you're talking about spinal surgery, it's sort of a low-level surgery in terms of how dramatic it is. So, I was a little anxious about it because of the Mercury retrograde.
Right.
But I really want to go ahead with it. And I think the bigger question, as I've been listening today, is is about when I get through this and when I have finished the rehab, that my body doesn't need to create anything more going forward to keep me from really kind of living out loud. And I think that's what I really wanted to just get more input about today.
Yes. And that's so the first question is, when we speak about Mercury retrogrades, we speak about not signing contracts, not, doing surgeries and all of these things. But because of our human world, Lynn, as you know, there are certain things that need to go ahead during a Mercury retrograde.
Right.
And they're saying that for whatever reason, they're saying to go ahead with it. It doesn't have anything to do with a Mercury retrograde. It has to do with your intuition telling you to move forward with it. Now, they're saying that you have done a lot from an alternative point of view, but having the surgery is in a way, working both with the alternative and the conventional. And they're saying that whatever your heart is telling you to do is the right thing to do. Now, this surgery is wonderful, they're saying, if surgery at any time can be wonderful, because it is showing you the energies of what you've had before, of the worry, of the stress, of the of not following your intuition, what it's created in your body, the anger, the sadness, the bitterness, the resentment, the regret, the judgment, the self-criticism. They're saying self-criticism was a big one. All of those things created those energies to make you not feel supported, to make you not feel supported, to make you not feel heard. And this surgery is helping you in so many ways to then live large, live an authentic life, not deny yourself going into different areas where you love doing what you love doing, and not stopping yourself anymore. So it's they're saying that this surgery is more important than you think. Before the surgery, they want you to sit in quiet reflection, and then they want you to send healing energy to the surgery before. You want to see the surgeon smiling. You want to feel the high vibrational energies in the surgery. You want to, send your angels to the surgery room. You want to do everything in your capacity to surround that energy and say, thank you. Thank you for the surgery being of the highest benefit for me, and protecting me and guiding the surgeons and all of that. So that's the energy that you want to send to the surgery before. With just about 3 minutes left, let's choose some cards for the lovely Lynn. But this is really, it's like they're saying that this surgery is like a turning point for you. Because you wouldn't have come to this realization without this. Sometimes we really, really need to be hit on the head. The first card for you is the Nine of Swords. Now, this is the Nightmare card. And this card is only showing you what your thoughts, your words, your feelings, denying who you were, has caused. this physical symptom, because the emotional body holds up the physical body. And then, and what this is leading to, this is an amazing card to get after that nightmare card, is the judgment card. It's the new phase of your life. It's the rebirth for you. And I can guarantee you, Lynn, that after this surgery, you will not do anything ever again that is not authentic and is not representative of who you are. This is the new phase. That's the rebirth card that is coming in for you. And the next card that's coming in for you is the transformation card. It's a complete transformation for you. So I am so, I'm so happy for you, and see it.
Thank you.
See it is so beneficial, and you will come out of this. You will come out of this a real changed person. Not that there was anything wrong with the gorgeous Lynn before, but certainly, certainly more shiny and brighter than before. So I've got to go. I hope that's been helpful for
you. Thank you so much. It's been so helpful. So
all right. Lovely, lovely, Lynn. And maybe we can get together for another coffee or a lunch.
I would love that.
All right. You look after yourself, sweetheart. Take care.
God bless you. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who listens and recommends the show. Remember that you can get my beautiful books, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and Angels of Faith, all on my website. Give a plug for this one. All on my website, angelhealinghouse.com, or on Amazon. And do remember, everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. Love and angel blessings. I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Good book that while we were traveling, Simon Sinek.
Oh, yeah.
Leaders Eat Last, which is a good book. I just want to plug that for the Simon Sinek fans out there. If you're looking for something to read, it's
I'm looking
easy
for good,
read.
A new book. Yeah. I'll have to check that one out.
His stuff is great. Great, awesome. Great TED lectures, too.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today, Ben. Again, we've had Ben Wapker on the show today with Lake Washington PT. We'll have the links to all of his things on the website after the show, NicoleMangina.com/podcast. Whether you're looking for physical therapy, getting involved in the community, giving back to HopeLink, or learning more about how to stay healthy, Ben's your guy. So thanks so much for being here, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care, everybody.